The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The Pharisees approached Jesus and asked, "Is it lawful for a husband to divorce his wife?" They were testing them. He replied, "What did Moses command you?" They responded, "Moses permitted a husband to write a bill of divorce and dismiss her." But Jesus told them, "Because of the hardness of your hearts, he wrote you this commandment. And from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. They are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, no human being must separate." When in the house, the disciples again questioned Jesus. He said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Three quick thoughts on divorce. First of all, what Jesus is railing against in this gospel is the status of women. With the exception of the very small elite class, women in Jesus' time had no status whatsoever. A man could divorce his wife for any reason whatsoever, and once he divorced her, she was out on the street. Her parents would not take her back. If her children were adults, they would not take her on, and so she was just cast out and left to beg for her existence. Secondly, the divorce rate in America has declined 18% in the last 15 years. There are some caveats in that statistic, however. The divorce rate for people between the ages of 55 and 65 has doubled, and the divorce rate for people over the age of 75 has tripled. And increasingly, people who are of a lower income and less education are tending not to marry today, but they cohabitate, they have children, and if those relationships terminate, then it doesn't enter into the divorce statistic. In light of that, then, how is divorce declining so rapidly? It's because of the young people who are getting married today. When I was first ordained almost 49 years ago, all of my brides and grooms were 20 and 21 years old. Today they're 30 and 31 years old. And it's a whole different ball game working with them. They're mature, they're in their careers or their professions, they have some financial stability. The study on divorce says that the courtship is much, much longer today than it was in the past. And I find that these young people have incredible, incredibly good communication skills. I'm no expert on marriage, but it would seem to me that communication is one of the key ingredients to a successful one. If you get married in our diocese, you have to take a testing tool called Focus. It's done online, individually. It's a whole series of statements, and I agree, I disagree, or I'm unsure. And then when it gets graded and sent back to me and then the couple, it puts everything into categories like finances, religion, sexuality, extended family, etc. And I can tell you that of all the couples I'm marrying, and between the cathedral and here, we have more marriages than any parish in the diocese. The couples I'm marrying are all scoring in the 85th to 90th percentile in communication skills. What Focus points out is not that a couple disagree with one another, but are they communicating that effectively to one another? And these young people today are doing that incredibly, incredibly well. And finally, the invitation of Pope Francis a year ago that divorced and remarried Catholics should also be coming to the altar to receive the Eucharist is a gracious invitation. And why? Because it's what Jesus Christ would do. Amen.